Cool cover right there. Steel City Music, Gunner here. And I'm trying to remember where that Mercy Street cover comes from. It was a Vikings series that I think I initially heard it on. I think on the History Channel, maybe. I don't know. I'm just kind of spitballing here, maybe. I don't know. It's been around for a while. Okay, so what is the weirdness that is going on in my life right now? Okay, not so much weirdness. Big shout out to Phil Perkins from CH News. Phil did a piece on the live venues, what's going on around town due to COVID, this recent lockdown that we're going through, and about some of the struggles that they're going through. And it was about a 3-minute piece actually on CH News the other day, and he was looking to connect with people, so he reached out to Steel City Music Twitter and like, hey, do you got a contact for the Casbah? It's like, yeah, of course I do, man. So I helped facilitate a connection, which made me feel kind of nice because I've always been talking about it on the show and on my blog about, you know, what's going to happen to these venues, man, when if we don't, like, when this does clear up, who's going to be left standing? What will be left, you know? How's the landscape going to look for bands to play and get better at their craft and you know, people there needs to be places to do that. I mean, are we all just going to move everything online? And is that the end all and be all now? So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love online stuff, but you know, I'm not, sometimes I want to see a band that's live, right? I want to pay that ticket. I want to go see it. So, Absinthe Hamilton a while back, I spoke with Blake Lewis Prince and, they have a GoFundMe as well. So hit up the, Absinthe, website. And if you can donate, please donate. I know on Bandcamp, they were selling t-shirts, help save, Absinthe Hamilton. Also, GoFundMe for, the Casbah as well, Brody. He's been selling merch. He's been doing all kinds of things just to see some light at the end of the tunnel. So if you feel free, or I should say, if you feel like you can help out, hit up the GoFundMe and drop a couple shekels if you can. I mean, everybody needs it right about now, right? I mean, you need it, but maybe you have some to spare, and you know, maybe you can help out any way you can. So there you go. Also, Graham Rockingham last week as well, wrote a nice piece in The Spectator about some of the struggles that everyone's going through live music in the venues as well. And Graham has always been a very cool dude. He's always been an ally of the music and art scene here in Hamilton for as long as I remember. He was writing for years for The Spec, and I think a lot of us are eternally grateful that Graham always helped out as much as he could and covered what he could and when he could, right? So hats off to Graham. In this set, you will hear some Arcade Fire. Arcade Fire, some Fantagram, M83, but starting things off, The Crowleys on Steel City Music. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
year ago, a Friday night in downtown Hamilton was buzzing with art, music, and people ready to dance and eat from food trucks and all that good stuff. But tonight, if all goes to the province's plan, the streets will be basically empty, and everyone who can will stay home. So what's going to happen with all those clubs and music venues that once had lineups out the door? Tonight, we'll take a closer look at the pandemic's impact on the city's entertainment scene. Remember careless nights out on the town and listening to live music? Many people can't stop thinking about those pre-pandemic outings.
Concerts, bars, just hanging out with friends.
Getting absolutely hammered.
Probably just hanging out with friends and having fun.
But just 2 days into a new stay-at-home order and mass gatherings slated to be the last aspect of normal life to return, some mainstay music venues in Hamilton are facing uncertain futures. Locations such as the Casbah on King West and Bar Absinthe on King William.
Casbah opened in January of 2001. We've been around for 20 years.
Tons of live music. You know, we're just a safe space for artists.
At Bar Absinthe, bands played through open windows to patioed guests during the summer. But come November, bars across Ontario shut down when lockdown hit.
We're probably in a safe place until about April. And then we have to start digging into GoFundMe money and stuff like that.
Both Absinthe and Casbah are running GoFundMe campaigns, collecting a total of $26,000 so far.
It shows that the local scene really does care that we're going to be here when the pandemic subsides.
Tons of people who have like met their significant others or like husbands or wives at our club.
A place like the Casbah in Hamilton is where the band played some of our early shows.
Bands like Arkells cut their teeth at these venues, and the thought of them never coming back does trickle into the consciousness of industry people.
The charm of Hamilton and its artists and the music community and the artistic community, like Art Crawl, all these things, is just like slowly been stripped away.
But there's mainly hope that when open, music lovers will return.
The moment we can start doing indoor music again, I think there will be a receptive response from the community.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Yeah. I'm disappointed. I was told he might appear wearing the Little Richard jacket.
Yes.
Your great hero, which now you've acquired.
I've now acquired that through my wife. It was one of our wedding anniversaries a few months ago. And my idol when I was a kid was Little Richard. And she knew that, so she found one of his old original stage jackets, 1956, and she got it for me for an anniversary present. And the thing, Little Richard, the guy is huge. This guy, I can use it as a tent in the garden. Obviously wear it on stage. I mean, he must have had like really little legs.
And big body.
You know, and a big body, because the sleeves are down there on me. I saw him first in 1963, I think it was. And I think it might have been at the Brixton Odeon. I don't know, somebody remember the tour. Everybody remembers everything these days. And the Rolling Stones were opening up for him. It's the first time they ever saw him. And they weren't really very well known. There's about six kids rushed to the front, you know. That was their fan base at the time. Everybody was there for Little Richard. And I think Bo Diddley was on the show and all that. And it was priceless. I'd never seen anything so rebellious in my life. Some guy yells out, "Get your hair cut!" And Mick says, and I'll never forget these words, "What, I look like you?" I thought, oh my God, this is the future of music. And sure enough.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
David Bowie. Good God. Okay, so Steel City Music here. Got an interview coming up with Dan from Holocore. I've interviewed Dan a couple times now, and he's so laid back. He just makes me laugh. That's why I find it a little bit hard to interview him now. It's just like, it's like he just has this sort of laid back attitude towards everything. He doesn't take anything too serious, right? But at least like he kind of makes the effort to promote Holocore. But he admits, he's just like, you know, we don't promote it like we should, kind of vibe, right? But he'll still like reach out to me and go, "Hey, can you help me promote, our new EP? So, which I thought I did, Turning Point, but then I guess it was like I confused our latest round of emails called, I think it's like B-Sides Points, or Besides the Points, sorry. And I guess Dan and I kind of cover off on that in this chat. Trying to get past all the giggles. After the interview, I didn't read him the riot act, but I sent him a link. I said, "Listen, here's just start sending your stuff out to these radio stations. Contact them this way. Phrase it this way. Get your music out there. It's not that hard. I mean, you'll get some response more than what you're, you know, because my God, you know, just sending me your music isn't going to break your career by any means, but." You know, please, anyone who's like has music, you can send it to me. I can set up some interviews, that kind of stuff. But my God, come on, Dan, move it. You got to get your butt in gear. So yeah, on that point, steelcitymusic.ca, the contact link, hit it up. Send me your links to your music. And if you want to have a chat, we can have a chat, that sort of thing. And all the other fun stuff. And follow me on SCMgram as well. Steel City Music Gram, of course, on Instagram and on Twitter as well. I'm trying to check the messages as much as I can on social media, but email is always the best way through the website. So why don't we do that? Okay. Without further ado, here's that interview from Dan from Holocore. Check it out. Stop making me laugh, Dan. Hey, it's Gunner. It's Steel City Music. And Dan from Holocore is on the line with me right now. And I'm finding it harder and harder over time now to actually interview you. So it's just a chat. Can we just do a chat? Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, I think so, Gunner.
Why you gotta be a jerk? Don't be a jerk. All right. Well, welcome back to the radio show, pal. What's how you been?
You know, I'm good. I'm just starting school back up, so I'm keeping busy.
School back up? Why are you having time off? What month are we in?
Yeah, now it's January. I was on co-op for a year, so I was like working, and now I'm finishing up my schooling.
Okay. What are you in school for? Yeah.
Software engineering.
Really? And you're now I know why you're so difficult to talk to half the time.
Yeah, the communication skills are out the window.
Oh my God. All right. So, well, last time you and I were chatting about Holocore, it was the Turning Point EP. Now, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And how many songs was on that? That was four or five.
There were five songs on that.
How did that fare out for you?
It was pretty good. Some good reception. Mainly from like people we already knew. I don't know how big our reach was to like new audiences on like Spotify and stuff, because that's not our strong suit, marketing. Like, we don't know how to get it to the ears of people we don't know without breaking the bank.
I thought that was just like blogs and approaching, you know, people on the internet, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but like the most I've done is like this radio show.
Oh my God, you put it all on me?
Yep. It's your band now.
Honestly, if I can give you any advice, if you could talk to anyone who's ever encountered me, at the very end of it, just go, do not put your hopes and dreams on this guy. he will not carry you over the goal line. Okay. He can barely function in the daytime. Just don't rely on this. Okay, so the next one out is called B-Sides, and it's and you released that when? Should be out, is it today?
January 15th? December 18th it came out, so it's been out for a bit now.
And so some of your friends are starting to hear it now for the first time, or
like we got a bit of eyes on it, but you know, just trying to get some more, because it came out so soon after the other EP, so people probably don't even realize it's like a new thing.
Right. Well, I didn't realize. I had to ask you. Because they said, okay, well, you sent me these three songs. I thought we just did this. And you said, no, that was Turning Point. I'm like going, what? No. Oh, okay. You know, even I was caught off a little bit off guard there. So besides the point, these three songs, why did you split them up this way? Because five was in the first one and three in this one.
So this one, it's actually like, it's kind of like four songs, because the first song is like a minute long, like intro track that goes into the like official song.
Okay.
So like on the CD and online, we have it separated as four songs, but then it's kind of, you're supposed to listen to it like it's one continuous piece, that song, Zach Babbitt Into Sands of Time.
Right. Oh, so Back Sabbath is the intro to Sands of Time. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man, listen, just going back here, when you were saying that you didn't get as much reception as you wanted to on Turning Point, or you thought you could have got a little bit more, I guess, where did you send it? Like, were you doing like the, did you talk to... Like, I know you don't have a lot of money as an outfit out of Hamilton, Ontario, but did you actually reach out to campus radio at all?
I don't think any of us did, actually, because, like, I have no prior communication with them, so I don't even know who to go through there, but that's definitely something to look into.
Okay, this is, like, you're killing me here, because this is, like... This is like 101 of getting your stuff out. And, you know, I mean, you have your stuff all online, you know, it's just a simple email, some communication to some music directors across Canada. You know, like, you're just sending them that stuff. There's, you know, a lot of stations play your style of music, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know what?
I've been slacking. I've been.
Oh, you're terrible. You're terrible. You're a terrible man. Well, I was actually impressed by because I pop over to your Facebook page because I am still on Facebook, even though I don't post on Facebook anymore because I'm just done with it. I used to promote Steel City Music, so I go over to your website and I just burst out laughing because it was you talking to you.
On like the Twitch stuff.
Yeah, it was just you. You're like, you're talking to you, and I'm like, what is this kid doing? What brought all that on?
I don't know. I was I've been kind of watching some people on Twitch, and I know Austin from Holocore's done it a bit.
Right.
And then I was like, man, like, we're working on some new Holocore demos and stuff, and it's like, we kind of want people to know, you know, we're still alive and working on stuff. And I'm like, why am I not just recording me working on these demos? Cause I'm sitting by the computer anyway. So that was the initial thought, like, let me record myself whenever I'm doing anything musical. Cause I'm beside a computer anyway. And then I was like, I could also do some games on here and some other goofy stuff I do.
Right. So just to add a little extra promo and personality to what you guys are doing.
Yeah, hopefully.
I thought it was great. I was just like, I thought, well, that's pretty funny, actually. You know,
you can see me whenever you want.
Aren't you? I'm a little stir crazy from the COVID pandemic, and I can't imagine what it's like for you guys not playing at all, doing a live show. And you just mentioned Twitch. Were you guys considering doing the live streaming, like a lot of other artists have made the switch over for the last little while?
I would love to do it. I don't know if we have the set up currently to be able to do something like that, but we have discussed maybe like going to Mike's where we recorded the EP and just maybe recording some like live off the floor tracks with him to put out or something.
Yeah.
But because of lockdown, like we haven't even got together as a full group since like August or something.
Yeah. That sucks. You know, you could just there's that vibe out there. I mean, you can see with some bands and everything, they really want to start playing again. And now we're in super secret COVID lockdown or something. Mm-hmm. Just got announced a little while ago. So, hey, it's Dan from Holocore. You're listening to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunner, here. New EP out, 3-song EP, but he says it's 4, but with an intro. Back Sabbath, Sands of Time, Raw Fish, and Bankrupt. See, tell me about these 3 songs. Anything in particular about them in the writing style of how you guys did them?
So, Sack Babbitt came about. It's just a single riff played like a few times. And Austin was like, he's like, oh, what Black Sabbath song is that? And Colin's like, it's not. I just came up with this riff. And he's like, oh. So we called it Sack Babbitt. and then we're like, we played it live sometimes before Sands of Time. So we're like, we may as well just record this and throw it on there.
Sure.
Like it's a part of what we're doing.
And what about raw fish?
So we have a song on Turning Point called Fish, and then we're like, let's do an acoustic version of a song, and we picked Fish, and Colin was like, hey, let's call it Raw Fish.
Take her out of the tea.
And so we're like, yeah, love it. That's it.
And bankruptcy. Tell me about that.
So bankruptcy is one of like the actual like metal songs on it. It's one of the songs we had written for a bit of time, I guess. I think maybe like early 2020 or late 2019, we had written it. And then we thought it was one of our weaker songs. So we're like, oh, we'll save it for the EP. But then a bit of help from Mike producing, he was like, oh, you should kind of maybe cut this part, make it a bit shorter, more palatable. Mm-hmm. And now we dig listening to it now. It's not too bad.
You mean you dig listening to it now? Like before it wasn't there for you to enjoy?
Yeah. Like before it was like, we felt like this is the last song we'd want to do if it came down to that. Like, we'd rather play any other song live or listen to the recording of any other song than this one.
Okay. Hey, man, listen, thanks for taking time to yap with me. And when we're done this interview, I'm probably going to yell at you like an old uncle for a little while. And I'm going to, and I'll send you some links of people you should send your music to. So maybe you can get some spins and, you know, like share what you're doing here, Hamilton music wise, to the rest of Canada.
Yeah. All right. Sounds okay. Good.
And I won't charge you for any of that stuff.
Oh, beautiful.
I've seen your budget.
Okay. Yeah, it's in the toilet. Hey, this is Dan from Holocore. You can check out our music on Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, YouTube, anywhere that music is played.
All right, well, back to the almost eternal Iggy Pop discography. Your first solo album was 77's The Idiot. And how big a part did David Bowie play in your emergence as a solo artist?
Well, I mean, put it this way. Before I made that record, I was a street person in L.A., basically, and I'd been kind of stymied by the entire music business and a really disastrous manager in general, and drug problems and drinking and general carousing, you know. So at the time, I could have put together kind of just a stock rock band, something glam, something tasteless, but I didn't want to do that. And it was really timely that he suggested basically two things: getting out of L.A., and which is great, and making an album together, which was a good idea, because I think had he not come along with that proposal, I probably wouldn't be talking to you now.
Really?
I'd be playing somewhere, probably in 42nd Street or something, you know, something like that. So it was a good stroke.
The Hawk is on the air, broadcasting 24/7 from the top of the Niagara Escarpment.
In the summertime, in the hot outside, streets are dead, there's no one there, and the valley's wide. There comes a time, two hearts ago.
Black Keys with the track Go right there on Steel City Music. Your host, Gunner, here. I thought I'd play a